Key facts: the appellant, James Kunjawal, was accused under sections 376 and 504 of the Indian Penal Code, IPC, by the second respondent, a woman, for engaging in a relationship under the false pretext of marriage. An FIR was lodged on 2 May 2021, accusing the appellant of rape and criminal intimidation. The appellant sought bail from the Additional District and Sessions Judge, Nainital, which was rejected. Subsequently, the appellant's bail was granted by the High Court of Uttarakhand on 8 June 2021. The complainant filed a bail cancellation application, alleging that the appellant had misrepresented facts in his bail application. The High Court dismissed the application but observed that the appellant had intentionally filed a false affidavit. The High Court directed the Registrar, Judicial, to file a complaint against the appellant under Section 193 IPC for filing a false affidavit. The appellant challenged this order in the Supreme Court, arguing that his statements did not meet the threshold for perjury under Section 193 IPC. The complainant alleged that the appellant continued to harass her via WhatsApp, despite a police warning. The Supreme Court evaluated whether the false affidavit constituted an offence under Section 193 IPC. Legal points: Section 191 IPC defines false evidence as making false statements under oath or by law. Section 193 IPC punishes giving false evidence or fabricating evidence in judicial proceedings. Section 195(1)(b) CRPC specifies that no court shall take cognizance of offences under Section 193 IPC unless a complaint is made by the concerned court. Threshold for perjury: the Supreme Court noted that perjury must involve deliberate falsehood on a matter of substance, not mere inaccuracies. Expediency: in the interest of justice, legal proceedings under Section 193 IPC should only be initiated when it is expedient in the interest of justice, not for trivial inaccuracies. Judicial precedents: cited several cases, example, Chajuram v. Radhesham, Iqbal Singh Marwa v. Meenakshi Marwa, to affirm that perjury prosecution must be based on strong grounds, not mere suspicion. Prima facie case: a prima facie case must be established before proceeding with perjury charges. Contradictory affidavits: the High Court based its observations on conflicting statements made by the complainant and the appellant in their affidavits. Protection against malicious prosecution: the Supreme Court emphasized the need to avoid prosecuting individuals for perjury without solid evidence. Denial as defense: the appellant's defense rested on the argument that his denial of allegations did not constitute false evidence. Arguments: appellant, James Kunjawal, argued that his denial of allegations did not meet the criteria for perjury under Section 193 IPC. He cited the Supreme Court's decision in Iqbal Singh Marwa to assert that mere denial does not amount to a deliberate falsehood.